Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for downloading the Money Girl podcast. I'm Laura Adams, the author of Money Girl's Smart Moves to Grow Rich. A reader named Sierra asks, I really want to get out of debt, but I also know that I should be saving money. Is it better for me to pay off a maxed out credit card or to build up my savings? Whether it's better to get out of debt or save money is a question that most of us have struggled with. It's like asking whether it's better to exercise or eat right. We actually need to do both, but we don't always have enough money, time, or motivation. So how do you know which option will make the most of your money when you need to choose between getting rid of credit card debt and saving? I'll discuss each choice so you know what's best for your financial situation, and I'll give you an action plan to follow. First, let's talk about the benefits of getting out of debt. If you're a regular Money Girl reader or podcast listener, you already know that debt can be dangerous. Every dollar you owe a creditor is a dollar that you can't save or invest to build wealth for yourself. It's a drain on your financial resources to have too much debt for your level of income or to pay high interest rates. But not all debts are created equal. Some come with low interest rates and built-in tax deductions that make their net cost relatively inexpensive. Mortgages and home equity loans are at rock-bottom rates right now, and the interest is deductible when you itemize on your taxes. Student loans also come with tax deductions or credits up to a certain amount, regardless of whether you itemize, and depending on your income. Plus, financing a home that's likely to increase in value over the long term, or paying for an education that will help you earn more money over your lifetime, are smart investments in your future. However, other debts, like credit cards and auto loans, don't come with tax breaks and can be very expensive, especially if you don't have excellent credit. Financing consumer goods is never wise because they almost never appreciate in value. Instead, they depreciate the moment you take them out of the store. So getting rid of consumer debt with double-digit interest rates should always be a top financial priority. Sierra mentioned that her credit card is maxed out, which means that her balance is bumping up against her available credit limit on the account. That's a red flag that will cause her credit score to plummet. When your credit score drops, it hurts your overall financial health and gives you fewer choices. For instance, if you have good credit, you can consolidate credit card debt and save a bundle by getting a lower rate personal loan or a no-interest balance transfer credit card. If you have bad credit, these money-saving remedies won't be an option. Here's a quick and dirty tip. To maintain or raise your credit score, never charge more than 20 to 30% of your available credit limit. For instance, if you have a $10,000 credit limit, don't let your balance creep above $3,000, even if you pay it off in full by the statement due date each month. I did a previous podcast on this topic, called Credit Utilization, What It Means for Your Credit Score, which is episode number 270. You'll find it in iTunes or on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. In the show, I answer 5 common questions about how to manage your credit utilization ratio so you raise your credit score. Having good credit is also important because it affects other parts of your financial life, like the quotes you receive for insurance, whether you can open utility accounts, rent an apartment, and even get a job. So pay special attention to whittling down credit cards and lines of credit that have high balances relative to your credit limits.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got 2 ingredients in 1 pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Save big money on everything for your next project. Now at Menards. Spring is here, meaning time for outdoor projects. Cabot Australian Timber Oil is perfect for decks, siding, and outdoor furniture while providing maximum penetration, durability, and water repellency. Save big money on Cabot exterior stains to get your staining project started today. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Now, let's consider the benefits of saving over paying down debt. Let's say you have a credit card balance of $5,000 at a 26% interest rate. You racked up this expensive debt because of an unexpected emergency when you didn't have any cash. To avoid this financial pitfall, it's critical to have at least $1,000 in an FDIC-insured savings account. The reality is you should have a minimum of 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses in the bank, and maybe more depending on your career and family situation. This is how you get through a tough time if you lost your job or business. But having $1,000 is a good goal to accomplish before you begin paying down credit card debt. Without some amount of emergency savings to fall back on, you could easily get into more credit card trouble and fall deeper into debt. Here's a 5-step action plan to help you know the right financial moves to make when you're not sure whether to save money or get out of credit card debt. Step number 1, stop making new charges to your credit card so you don't increase your balance. Step number 2, always make minimum payments on your credit card so you maintain a good credit score. Step number 3, max out employer matching if you have a workplace retirement account, but don't contribute more while you're concentrating on getting rid of credit card debt. Step number 4, build up an emergency fund of at least $1,000 to $2,000 so you have cash to fall back on. And step 5, increase credit card payments as much as possible each month by cutting your expenses ruthlessly. Once your credit card is paid down to a low utilization ratio, you could make minimum payments and then funnel extra money into savings. Or if you already have a healthy emergency fund, you could continue paying down your credit card so you wipe out the balance completely. Using your financial resources wisely is like a balancing act. You have to protect yourself by accumulating enough savings while satisfying your creditors at the same time by making timely minimum payments. Then attack your most expensive debts first so you save the most interest. Your credit card debt will be under control in no time, and you'll have a cash reserve to keep you safe. For more money tips, tools, and advice, get my weekly updates when you sign up at smartmovestogrowrich.com. Also, be sure to connect with me across the web on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and Pinterest. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Hey, everybody, it's Rob Lowe here. If you haven't heard, I have a podcast that's called Literally with Rob Lowe. And basically, it's conversations I've had that really make you feel like you're pulling up a chair at an intimate dinner between myself and people that I admire, like Aaron Sorkin or Tiffany Haddish, Demi Moore, Chris Pratt, Michael J. Fox. There are new episodes out every Thursday. So subscribe, please, and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.